What's up, what's up, what's up?
This your favorite podcast. Welcome to my first podcast. We're going to hit on topics about the social issues that's going on, about the coronavirus, COVID-19, and about just everyday living and everyday life. So just, you know, me getting started, my name is Ja'Cory Youngblood. I'm from a small town, Mississippi. And I hope you guys enjoy what we have to talk about and what I have to talk about and many things that that's occurring in this world right now. Things that are real, real troublesome. Some things are fairly unbelievable right now. The world is just flipped upside down, right? Anybody would have told me that this year, 2020, was going to be like this, I probably wouldn't have believed it. Everywhere you look around, the world's shut down. It's like the planet is on hold right now. It's crazy. COVID-19 is a topic that everybody is talking about. Of course, the racism that's going on in the world is something that everybody is talking about too. Well, have been talking about. It's things that that really bothers me about this whole COVID 19 thing and the current riots that's been going on in different cities, LA, Detroit, Seattle, Atlanta, Houston. It's getting to a point where a rebellion is starting to form, and things are getting wicked, man. This shit is getting wicked. I mean, certain things that you can understand, certain things that we can't understand, you know, like, we all know racism has been going on for years and years at a time. Like, this shit, from the beginning of fucking civilization, seems like, prejudice and racism has been here, but how do we fix this problem? Like, I don't know how to fix this problem. It's crazy, man. This is a problem that stems from hate. Pure hate. I mean, like, how could you hate me because the pigmentation in my fucking skin? Or anyone else that's skin is different than yours. Like, how? Why? And I thought about this, and I did a little research, and I see why people are so much more racist towards each other is because tradition. Simple as that. It's not that we hate or you hate the person's skin color. It's about the different traditions. The different traditions. This person don't like the way this person does that. That person don't like the way this person does that. It's tradition. You're getting killed for your fucking tradition. Simple. How you was raised. What you was raised like. You're getting killed for your fucking tradition. And it's fucking insane. It's fucking insane. I mean, the immoral fucking bullshit that someone of a different skin color or a different way of life that they live is fucking crazy. Just think about how crazy that is to take someone's life because they wasn't raised like you. America, it's time to wake up. It's time to wake up, America. These things that have come into view, it's fairly fucking crazy. It's time to wake up. When you look yourself in the mirror as a black man, you should not be fucking scared to go outside. You should not have to fucking worry. Am I gonna die today? Is a police officer gonna pull me over and slaughter me in front of my child? Or in front of my wife? Or in front of my mother, father? Or in front of my grandparents? You shouldn't have to wake up and say to yourself, I hope I get this job. Because you know, it's going to be a white guy there competing for the same job, and I might not get that job because of my skin color. It's crazy to me how more things appeal to Caucasians in this world. And as a black man from Mississippi, I've noticed that. Trust me. The white man that interviews me or the white woman that interviews me for a job, he's not looking at himself when he sees me. So that white dude that's competing for that same job, he got a higher percentage of a chance to get that job because the person that's interviewing me, guess what? Now, I don't look like him, but the person that's in line to get interviewed next to me, they look like each other. And you're more comfortable with somebody who looks like you. You know, growing up in Mississippi, it was different. I have to talk about this, and I really want to talk about this. I grew up in Mississippi, and I never experienced racism here. I'm not going to lie. Not in the way that people think, not in the movie sense, that people think that Mississippi, they got Ku Klux Klan members just walking up and down the street, people still getting hung, or no. I experienced racism in a different way. Like, in my community, we have a place here that's called White Folks Quarters. We actually have a place here that's called White Folks Quarters. And as a kid, I'd never seen a problem with that. I never seen a problem with that until I got older. Why do we have... It's a highway dividing the black folks and the white folks here, where I'm from. Like, it's literally a highway dividing where the black people stay and where the white people stay. And the black people of our community call that place White Folks Quarters. And as a kid growing up, I never thought how crazy that seemed until I traveled. And the more I traveled, I started realizing that more and more places are like this. You know, the communities got different names, but more and more places, it's like this. It's usually a highway that divides where the black people stay and where the white people stay. And I asked myself, why is this? And I can't come to a conclusion. Has it always been like this here? Where I'm from, I don't know. Why is it that we seem not to want to mix? Certain things are fairly crazy to me. To be on the other side of that highway as a black man now is more painful than anything. Now I see that our houses don't look as good as the houses on the other side. So growing up, now I realize how in a psychological sense, how I was racist and how they was racist. It can hurt being another skin color. It can hurt being black. It can really hurt being black. Being who you want to be, being the person that you want to be, it can fucking hurt. And throughout these podcasts, and what I'm going to show you through these podcasts about America, and being black in America might make some cry. Might wake a couple of people up. So I'm going to leave you with these words. Wake up, America. Welcome to my podcast. Welcome to my world. Wake up, America.